A simple nondescript pasuk in the end of the parsha attracts Chazal's attention, and in particular one word in that pasuk. I have to apologize if the recording's quality is a little off. I just landed from a plane. I'm waiting in a terminal for my luggage, so it's a little bit loud, but I apologize. I just felt like I wanted to get this out in due time, timely fashion. So the pasuk describes seemingly pedestrian decision by Yosef Avraham Vayikach Isha Ushma Keturah. Marries another woman, her name is Keturah. Chazal try to conflate Keturah with Hagar. For the purposes of this Chazal, it's irrelevant. There's another wife, he retrieves Hagar from her banishment. But Chazal are intrigued by the word Vayosef. And it's clear that the word Vayosef highlights the fact that after all Avram had been through, this was a brave, courageous, valiant decision. Vayosef, it took conviction, it took energy. Now the truth is, Chazal had already noted the vitality and the vigor uncommon of both Avraham and Sarah in Parshas Vayera. Here were two older people. Sarah doubted her ability to have children. By all apparent data, she was infertile. She had already aged beyond childbearing years, similar to Avraham. The people themselves were astounded that they could bear children. And because of that event, presumably similar events in Vayera, in particular the Akedah, they actually minted a coin, and the coin had two sides to it. On one side were images of Avraham and Sarah, and the other side were images of younger people, and it was trying to, a young man and a young woman, and it was, a young woman was trying to highlight how astounded people were that despite their age, they were able to change history, be it by bearing Yitzchak or hosting the Malachim with such energy and alacrity in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, and of course responding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unthinkable challenge at the Akedah. So they were already known for their vitality, even though they were old and even though they were aged, and many people, especially at that age, evidently the age median had begun to sink. We see the generations between Adam and Noach, and Noach and Avram, they're averaging much higher lifespans, but now we're settling into a world that is more closely resembling our world. Of course, people are still living to their late hundreds, 175, so we don't experience that, but it's certainly closer to our type of aging scheme or aging timeline. So what did Chazal hope to highlight in addition to whatever was portrayed in Parshas Vayera? What's the added element of a Yosef Avraham Vayikach Isha Bushma Keturah? And just to broaden the heroism of this portrait of Avraham, Chazal effectively quote two psukim. One is the pasuk, of course, from Tehillim, Odin Avum B'Seiva, D'Shenim Ra'ananim Yehiyu, that Avraham Avinu, even though he's old, Yinuvun, he bears fruit. And more elaborately, a section in Eov, Perek Yudalid, which ironically describes the frailty of man and the vanishing of man's vigor and strength, but it does describe resilience. The language of the pasuk in Eov, it's in Perek Yudalid, is ki yesh le'etz tikva, that a tree has hope. Im yikares ve'od yachlif v'inachtel lo sechdal, so the tree can regenerate. Im yaskin ba'aretz shorsho, even if its roots begin to grow old and decompose in the ground. Uve'afar yamuz gizo, and its bark will begin to deteriorate in the earth. Me'reach mayim yafriach, it will absorb some water, and it will start to generate and blossom. Ve'asa katsir kemonata, and it will create some produce as if a young vegetation or young sapling. So this is a pasuk which Chazal and Medrash Rabbah superimposed to Avraham as a tree that had already seemingly died and dried and decomposed and desiccated and now was regenerating what many versions of Chazal believe to be the entire Asian population that Avraham creates, billions of people, out of that one seemingly humdrum or commonplace decision. So I think what the Medrash is trying to highlight is as follows. In Parshas Vayera, we saw vitality of older people, and that in itself is remarkable and noteworthy, and that's why it was coined, not just figuratively, but literally. People actually paid and purchased with a coinage that reminded them of the vigor of these two elderly people. But I think you're seeing three different traits on display in the end of Parshas Chayisar. One is that there's a persistence and a tenacity. There was a lot of drama and excitement surrounding Yitzchak's birth and, of course, the Akedah. So it's reasonable to assume that even elderly people could muster the type of energy and the type of excitement and vigor to invest, even though their physical energy maybe has failed them and their bodies are no longer in the same physical state. But there's a stick-to-itiveness and a consistency, and great people. There are endless stories of great people who, when they were 80 years old, they were still inventing. Thomas Edison and Michelangelo, and he's already accomplished so much through the birth of Yitzchak and through the marriage of Yitzchak, and you'd expect those two events to form a bit of a coda and a closing to his chapter. And Avram, and there are various other midrashim or mamari chazal that quote the pasuk v'boker zera zerecha v'arev el tanach yedecha pasuk in Koheles, and it applies to Avram that though he had children, he already continued. So there's just a question of persistence, tenacity, consistency, discipline, rather than being satisfied with dramatic accomplishments, maintaining a commitment to produce and change the world even at a later stage. Number two, this is after the death of Sarah. So at an emotional, psychological level, when you have a partner in crime, so to speak, someone who is assisting you and you feed off of each other's energy and each other's vision. But at this point, Sarah is dead and Avram is alone. Avram's a king, Baba Yamim. He's feeble. And that feeble nature to Avram is on sharp display in Parshas Chayisara, where he can't even travel to Aram Harayim to select a child for his son. And you feel his fright at the prospect that Eliezer, or whoever his Eved is, he's unnamed in Parshas Chayisara, that Eved will render an incorrect or inappropriate decision. But even the mighty fool, and even obviously even Chazal in a different location, I think I spoke about this sometime last year, even people who are dispensers of chesed ultimately are dependent on chesed, and Yossi's a chesed in Adoni, and he has to rely on Eliezer's chesed. So he really is alone, and to be able to muster that type of tenacity and strength and courage without his partner, without his sidekick, I think is being highlighted. And of course it's highlighting the fact that he has to marry another woman because his original wife has already passed in the beginning of the parsha. And I think the third part, and I think this is probably the most dramatic element and the element that Chazal sensed in the word Vayosef. I apologize about the sirens. There's a problem with the luggage retrieval, so the sirens are sounding. But I think the third element is very often when people reach a climax in their lives, they've been waiting for and looking towards, there's a anticlimactic deflation or anticlimactic decline. Very often people have charted individuals who live for very specific goals once those goals are attained, so there could be very sharp, precipitous declines and downfalls. Most notably or most dramatically, let's say Olympic athletes who train numerous years for a particular moment, and even if they win, and in some cases especially if they win, it's hard to find meaning and it's hard to find that same type of drive and discipline after their accomplishments have been realized. So there's nothing more climactic and dramatic than the birth of Yitzchak and the quote-unquote rescue of Yitzchak from the specter of the Akedah, right? It wasn't from Avram's perspective, Yitzchak's life was endangered. So there was a double climax in Parshas Vayera. And you would expect perhaps the beginning of Chayisara to be still part of that climax. Now that Yitzchak is spared, he needs a wife. So that's part of the trajectory of Avram's anticipatory work. And now you expect either a retirement or even in many cases an anticlimax. So look no further than quote-unquote Avram's predecessor, Noach, who after all the drama and the climax of saving the world and feeding the planet, he ends up devolving into drunken debauchery and sexual misbehavior and just humiliating behavior. So obviously we would not expect that from Avram, but Chazal, to a degree, are really contrasting Avram's post-Akedah behavior to a degree with Noach's post-Mabul behavior. And Vayosef Avram, Vayikach Isha, Ushma Keturah, that word Vayosef means consistency, stick-to-itiveness, tenacity, even in the absence of Sarah. That's why he's marrying this woman called Keturah. But most importantly, he doesn't stop and he doesn't let the climax. And it's important for us because we have these climactic moments in our lives that we work hard for. And sometimes we have a letdown, and hopefully it's not as deleterious or as dramatic as Noach's letdown. But to be able to wake up the next morning and return, or even the next moment, and return to our work and our work ethic and our productivity,
something that we learned from Avram, and Chazal took the moment to note that.